Hello.
Hi there. Am I speaking with Angel?
Who's this?
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
How many years?
Yes, sir.
I mean, how many years in the union?
How many years have you worked in the industry, in the masonry industry?
Like 20 years.
20 years? Okay, so it's between, 11 and 25 years, okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a cement mason, mason helper, or finisher?
I'm journeyman finisher.
Mason helper and finisher, is that correct?
Finisher, yes. Helper, yeah.
Tile or marble finisher?
Tile.
Tile, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. On the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, a journeyman, level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or an improver?
No, just finisher.
Finisher, okay.
Yes.
Not a problem, sir. Thank you so much. And are you currently working at the trade? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Approximately, how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work, over the past 12 months in your craft?
Well, actually, I'm working the whole year, but when I'm on unemployment, for a month or 2 months.
Right, but over the last 1 month, have you been out of work for a few weeks or no? Over the last 12 months?
No.
No, okay, 0 weeks then. And have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. And in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year? More construction projects, fewer construction projects, or the same number as last year?
Probably the same.
Same, okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as they were this time last year? We're talking about union.
The same last year.
Same, okay.
Yeah.
And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on union projects in your community? Yes or no?
Yes,
enough, okay. Thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed a job steward by the union?
No.
No. Okay, thank you, sir. Thinking about the last job on which you work, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government? It was funded privately, or do you not know?
I do not.
Don't know? Sir, you don't know?
No, I don't know.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's enter that. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment than now?
I think less.
No. Less unemployment than now, okay. Thank you. Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Same, okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Are you concerned about dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or have you no real safety concerns?
It's like COVID.
COVID? Okay. COVID-19, all right. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes or no?
Yes.
And did you attend it in person or online?
In person.
Person, okay. Thank you, sir. For each of the following, please tell me if you had participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in political canvassing in the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Have you participated in any picketing in the last 12 months?
No.
Union organizing, had you participated in that in the last 12 months?
No.
No, okay, moving on. Almost done, sir. Almost there. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Yeah, regularly.
Regularly, thank you, sir.
Yes.
Changing subjects to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Do you get your news, most of your news from the radio, the internet or social media, cable news, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, or do you get your news from friends and neighbors? Which one is the main source of news for you, sir? Of the ones I just
social media.
Social media, very well, that's number one. Which one would be number two? Radio, cable news, newspapers, local TV news?
Radio.
Radio, okay. Radio is number two. And number three, cable news, newspapers?
Yeah, cable news. Yeah.
Cable news, okay. And number four would be, which one would be number four, print on online newspapers, local TV news programming, or friends and neighbors?
Like friends and neighbors.
Friends and neighbors, okay, the trusty friends. And after friends and neighbors, which one would you use? The, you know, a print or online newspapers or local TV news programming?
Local TV.
Local TV. So the last one would be print or online newspapers, okay?
Yeah.
Very well, almost done. Then moving on. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Could it be education, healthcare, jobs and the economy, immigration, support for labor unions, the environment, foreign policy, or something else? Which one is most important to you?
You broke up. Repeat again, please.
Yes, yes. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Education, healthcare, jobs and the economy, immigration, support for labor unions, the environment, foreign policy, or something else. Which issue is most important to you right now?
The support of labor unions.
Support for labor unions. Okay, very well.
Yeah.
As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, okay, very well. There's more information here. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that that federal elected officials support it?
Very.
Very important? Okay.
Very important, yeah.
Thank you, sir. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democrat.
Democratic Party. Okay, thank you, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against the GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or do you support the United Auto Workers?
Not sure.
Not sure. Okay. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer here. It's your opinion that counts.
Okay.
Not sure? You want to stay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will enter you as not sure or don't know at this point. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's the case.
Okay. Very well. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Approve strongly, sir, or somewhat approve?
Somewhat
approve. The job Joe Biden has done on immigration, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
And the job that Joe Biden has done on foreign affairs, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Approve strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
And the job he has done, approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on support for labor unions?
Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
And the job Joe Biden has done on the economy, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Someone disapproves.
And one more. The job Joe Biden has done on health care, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat, yeah. Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? We're talking
disapprove.
About... Disapprove strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Someone.
Strongly?
There's someone.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote?
No.
You are not registered, okay.
No.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Or no? Yes, thank you. And turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Do you think your local union is excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
That's good.
Good, okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Good as well, okay. How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service? What could they do to improve representation and service in your opinion? Because I would like to enter it here as, you know, just the way you say it.
Well, for me right now, it's good right now. So everything's good to me right now.
So I will enter. I think everything is good right now. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Okay. Moving on. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your opinion?
What is the more important working on?
Important thing, yes. What is the most important thing the union should be working on? Something, some kind of improvement, something that you want to the union to be doing. The most important thing that you think the union should be doing to...
Everything's good right now, so...
Okay, I will enter the same. I will enter the same answer. I think everything is good right now.
Yeah, everything's good right now.
Okay, because the question is, what do you think the union top priority should be for the rest of the year and next year? If anything, they should improve for the rest of the year or next year.
Well, right now they're working good, so.
It's good. Okay. Okay. In that case, I will enter. I think they are working good right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Sure. Let me finish this. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Do you like to receive your information from the union by mail, on the job site, by email, by text, or in union meetings?
By mail.
By mail. Very well.
Yeah.
How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Do you hear from them four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Like once a year.
Once a year, okay. All right. Now I'd like to ask you some questions for the statistical purposes, grabbing things up. There are only a few questions left. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Not strong, okay. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
My race, I like, to the...
White, Caucasian, Black, or African-American, Latino, Hispanic?
My race is Latino.
Latino, okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
And what is, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Angel.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Very much obliged, sir. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Good night.